Welcome to the media broadcast of His Vision Ministries. Pastor Shane has a strong desire to encourage people to stay in the Word of God on a daily basis. Pastor Shane prays that you are fed by the messages contained in these daily nuggets. These messages are intended to bring daily life application, hope, and encouragement.
Hello, this is Pastor Shane. I pray that you're having a blessed day, a blessed week. And this is Thursday's nugget. I'm going to speak to you today, though, on the freedom of forgiveness. And we're going to be looking here. The Bible says, "And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as Christ, as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you." Ephesians 4:32. You know, forgiveness, my friend, is not optional for the child of God. It's absolutely essential. Nothing keeps us shackled really in the past quite like unforgiving hearts. Unforgiveness acts like rust, corroding the soul and weighing us down from experiencing the true freedom. You know, when Paul wrote to the Ephesians, he reminded them that our model for forgiveness must come from Christ's example. Listen, friend, God did not extend forgiveness because we deserved it. He forgave us out of His boundless love and mercy. And if we've received such complete forgiveness, how can we withhold the same grace from those who have wronged us? Forgiving others, friend, does not imply that you excuse their actions. Instead, it means you release them from the prison of resentment. You consciously choose peace over the position of bitterness. You refuse to allow anger to dictate the next chapter of your life. You know, Jesus taught in Matthew 6:14-15 that if we do not forgive others, our own fellowship with the Father is hindered. Unforgiveness constructs walls between us and God, but when we choose to forgive, those walls begin to crumble and it allows our spirit to breathe once more. You know, forgiveness also extends forgiving ourselves. Many believers live under the cloud of self-condemnation for sins that God has already erased. And if Christ's blood is sufficient for God's forgiveness, it must also be sufficient for your own. So today, let go of the names that still evoke pain. Whisper grace where bitterness once took root. True freedom begins when forgiveness flows freely from your heart. And I want to pray for you today. Father, free my heart from the chains of unforgiveness. Help me to forgive others just as you have forgiven me. Heal the wounds that keep me bound and fill me with your peace. I choose mercy, Lord, over anger and grace over grudges. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. Friend, I want to thank you again for joining today for this daily nugget. I pray that you have a very blessed Thursday. Be sure to check us out online at hisvision.org. Until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you.
We thank you for joining us today. Visit us online at hisvision.org. Text the word SAVE to the number 80123 and hit send to learn how to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. May God bless you.